Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday's show, Psychic Readings. Free Psychic Readings. I hope that everybody is having a good week this week. I'm going to start the show off with a quick little prayer. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. And I hope that that's for everybody. So let me see what's going on. I don't have any announcements, so I guess we'll just go directly to our first call. 780, you're on the line with Lenneth and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Lenneth. It's Nina. You can put me back on hold. I'm in the chat room for you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Brenda, that
yes.
was me that called you.
I know.
Okay. Oh, okay. We don't have anybody right now, so if you need to do something, you can go ahead. I thought maybe I'd do a few prayers.
No, we're on the air, right?
Yes, honey.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, hey, you know. Hey, I'm hanging with you, Miss Linus. Let's get Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with some prayers, and I also want to tell people, first, let me say, I said this before, but I didn't finish it. Welcome to Wednesday's Psychic Reading Shows. This is your host, Lenneth, and my co-host, Brenda. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Of course, we do the readings. We try and do the best that we can to interpret it for you and let you know what's going on, or at least steer you in the right direction that you should be going. Brenda and I both are sensitive. Brenda's more on the energy, and I'm more on the present. But we're both good. You can't beat it. We should be getting paid every day. Anyway, without further ado, I shall go ahead. Brenda, did you want to say anything?
About the prayers? Or?
No, I was going to do the prayers.
Oh, okay.
I'm
hanging. I'm listening to the prayers, see what you have to offer, and because I'm judging this show.
Okay.
I'm open for whatever comes in. If you've got an issue, if you got a problem, there's no call in. Call in and. At 646-727-2914, and maybe we can shed some light on it. Okay?
There you go. And Brenda always tells us about the moon, full and new. So you got a new moon coming up, folks, on the 30th, which is next Sunday, I believe. Yep, next Sunday will be the new moon.
Yeah. Is it next Sunday?
Uh-huh, the 30th. Because today is the 26th, yeah.
Oh, okay, new moon.
Yeah,
and that new moon, that's the new moon, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty, we'll begin with prayers. And also I want to tell people, you can get these prayers, copy them, or even print them up on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And just click on prayers, and you'll see two pages, and you can, like I said, paste it, print it up for whatever that you deem, that fulfills your situation at that time. Okay, this is a financial prayer, and all these prayers, like I said, are on the website. I am that I am provided every day with financial abundance. For God, angels, and miracles are my shepherds. And I shall not want. The desires of my life are fulfilled. I have no worries. I am that I am. So be it. It is already done. This is a prayer to let go of the past. Ellen B. just did a show on spring cleaning on the Essence of Success Network, and that was on Monday. And also this past Saturday, Lydia on her show, Time to Love, did also spring cleaning. So I'm sure this prayer is apropos. I am that I am. I let go of the past and remember only the good. I am strong and I use my power wisely. I am free to love and enjoy my life. I am that I am, so be it. Also, I wanted to throw out there, I compose these prayers. Well, most of them. Anyway, and then this is another one for money. It's God, angels, and miracles. Open your portals of money and let it flow constantly for everyone that's in the listening audience with no beginning or ending here and now. God, angels, and miracles, pour out your blessings out from known and unknown spirits of past life, present life, future life, and from all dimensions of time and space. Bless everyone that's listening to not only this prayer, but the other prayers. I am that I am, so be it. Thank you. Okay. All right. Oh,
we got a caller.
Yes, we sure do.
Hello, hi.
Area code 510, you're on the air with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha. How are you?
Hi, Tasha. How you
hi.
Doing?
I'm doing fine. My question was, when do y'all see me moving into this apartment that I'm trying to get?
Are you in a stressful or desperate situation? I'm asking this because I'm getting a headache in my head right now.
Yeah, it's somewhat like that.
That you need to move? right away and get your own place? Okay. Well, yeah. That's why I said stressful, because my forehead started thumping, so I knew something wasn't right there. Well, it looks like your challenges are with finances right now. Even if you move into, you get the money to move in another place, how are you going to pay your rent month to month?
I have a benefit.
Okay. You can move, but you need to clear up some garbage in the background. Okay, you know this better than me and Brenda. So, you know, there's some things that you need to clear up. And as you move on, then you don't have that weighting you down, so to speak, on your shoulders. Looks like you need to have a conversation. There's been some communication that got stale or distant, and a misunderstanding came about. Am I correct? As far as what? Misunderstanding in a relationship?
No, not me.
Hmm.
Huh.
You probably picking up my twin sister, but that's not me.
Oh. Okay.
Well, as far as the time frame, I'll be honest with you, I'm not feeling you moving immediately. I'm getting a sensation that it's like, I'm not feeling that it's April. So I'm not sure if you're hoping to do a quick change, O. If you do, I guess all I can say is I'm not getting like overwhelming, this is a good move. So I hope you don't move in desperation. I hope that my hope is that you're going to make sure that things are lined up, because I don't get a sensation of you being elsewhere in April.
Because I'm waiting on the place, but it's through Section 8. I'm waiting on the expansion to happen so I can move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then if you're waiting for an extension, so that you don't have to move, then I would go with you're probably not going to have to move, because I don't see you in a different place in April. I don't see you.
Brenda,
let me just say, I'm not sensing that.
That's not what she's doing. Brenda, she's trying to tell you that's not what she's doing. She's trying to tell you that's not what she's doing. She's not getting an extension. Go ahead, Tasha. Say what you were saying.
I was trying to say I'm waiting on and expecting. The place is ready for me to move in, but I'm waiting on the expected date to move in through the inspection that I have.
Yeah, that's what she was saying, honey. Inspection.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, so it might be a little bit of a delay. Like Brenda said, it might be a little bit of a delay. So if you don't get in April, I see that you are wherever you're going to be by May. I don't even see you where you're at. So Brenda's probably right. It's just a little bit of a delay because of the paperwork. And stands to reason. Come on, government bureaucracy. You don't need a psychic to tell you that.
Unfortunately, they don't really care about time frames the way we do.
True.
So, But you know, it could be right towards the, you know, the middle to the end. I just don't feel it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything else, Tasha?
No.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and we wish the best for you and hope everything turns out well.
Okay, thank you.
Hang in
there.
You're
welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay, and we're back to me and you, Miss Brenda.
Yeah, I wonder if Karen's different.
Yeah, she was trying to say that she said, no, not extension, it was inspection. And so I wanted to just stop and hear what she was saying, But, I don't know.
With extension or not, I didn't hear. All I know is that I just get a sensation of non-movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel that feeling when somebody does move. You know, it's a whole new thing. Unless maybe she's moving somewhere in the same building. That might explain it.
So,
I don't know. I just don't feel movement. But anyway, hey, okay. You know, I'm. It's, well, it'll
Area
be whatever it is.
And
hopefully, she'll get where
Lannister
she wants
Brenda
to go. That's Tasha.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, that's okay. Stay on the. I mean, yeah. Stay on the line and listen. That's fine. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's going on, folks? You know, other people out there, if you have a question, you're curious about your love life, curious about your job, curious about your family members, you know, maybe you are trying to make a decision. You know, we don't make the decisions for you, but we can certainly give you some information that we sense, and you know, obviously it's up to you to decide whether that's good for you or not. Always the final decision, choices are always yours. No matter what it is, you're at the helm of your life. Remember that.
Yeah. And
God.
You want to tell them real quick on the new moon, since it'll be starting on the 30th, what they should do? You're always good about that. A little piece of paper and stuff. Yeah, that's a good reminder.
Yeah, okay. Well, the new moon is going to take place at 11:48 a.m. on now this is over on the west coast, on March 30th. So the new moon is the moon that's dark. You don't see it. It's usually when you go outside, that's when it's darkest. This is the time where, you know, if you're, well, I don't want to say that. This is the time where you probably really want to reflect on things. You go into your inner self. And then also for new moon manifestation, this is a good time for you to write out the things that you're hoping to create or manifest in your life. So you write it out, get out pen and paper, write out the things that you're hoping to manifest, and make sure that it's something you really, 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 really want. If you're sort of lackadaisical about things like, yeah, you know, it'd be nice to have some new patio chairs, well, it sort of doesn't put enough energy out there to bring about patio chairs, or you'll probably get the wrong kind. Just, you know, understand what you're headed for, understand what it is that you truly want, and write it out. And then you can either go back and look at that, or you could put that little piece of paper under your pillow or put it in a book, dictionary, Bible, somewhere, and just look at it again in another month when the next new moon comes about. And if you haven't achieved it, and you still really, really want it, and you're putting energy towards it, then you rewrite it again at the next new full moon and keep the energy flowing towards that goal, what you're choosing to manifest. So that's the new moon manifestation ritual, basically in a nutshell. You could make it stronger by lighting a candle or burning some incense, and you know, maybe just, you know, maybe sit outside and think about it, read it by candlelight. Make your goal, your aspiration, very real in your life, as in it's in the now. Don't put it in the future, because the future is really inaccessible. But the now is accessible. So imagine it, feel it, enjoy the sensations of what you're hoping to manifest in the now.
There you go.
Does that help?
Well, yeah. I said, that's good.
Bill here on my desk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, speak some more.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. That was good. No, I was writing.
So you sound lower. You sound quieter than normal.
Now, how do I sound? Better?
The same.
But, hey. I sound really low. I'm sorry.
It's just sort of a technological, you know, gremlin that's going on, I'm sure.
Mm.
Right.
You know I'm a tech gadget freak.
Yeah, anyway. Well, they're gremlins that go beyond your abilities. Pop in there and have fun with things. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how is everybody? I mean, we're already, listen, this is March. This is, we're wrapping up the third month of the year. And big changes, big changes. We have a show on every single day of this Essence of Success radio network. And this is an all-women's radio network. Hello.
Yay!
Yeah, we're wrapping up the end of the Women's Month, International Women's Month, and that doesn't mean that you can just ignore us for the rest of the year, because we are women. We will not be ignored. You can never ignore us, because you're always coming through us.
Always.
You know, I just got to be my impish self. That's just the way it is.
Okay, laughter is good. You know me.
So where are you? I mean, if you've paid attention to any of the different shows that we've been espousing to empower you in your life for a better quality life, whether it's Time to Love or it's Filmcology with Aliens, then hey, there's positive empowerment in that series. You must trust me. Go back and listen to the archives, and you'll find it. You'll hear it as we discuss them. But, or if you're listening to something like In the Studio, we've been having a lot of fun and entertainment in the studio, talking about books, talking about literacy, talking about online dating, and with LNB, Passage to Empowerment, we've talked about Turning Points. We started that show with Turning Points, and we took you through to friendship, and we brought you through to spring cleaning. I mean, you've taken the steps with us in this radio network. By now, March should probably be revealing a much brighter future for you if you're choosing to go with us. So I say look around you and look ahead and be in the now, in the better place of your life.
Definitely. And spring cleaning is very good for all of us, spiritually,
right,
mentally, and physically. So, yeah. Well, you know, we might as well give the rundown right quick of the shows. We got a few minutes. So on Sunday, as Brenda just told you, it's In the Studio with Linus. And this Sunday coming up is a comedy show. If you got jokes, call in. We're going to just be clowning and having a lot of fun. So it's ending the month with laughter. And laughter, like I said, is always good. So that's Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And then on Monday is the show CNB that comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 o'clock Eastern. And what's the show about this week? Do you know, Bren? Coming up next Monday?
We're going to be interviewing the people of Wolf Paranormal Investigations.
Yeah.
And they're going to share with us some of their experiences with the paranormal and their investigations. So we'll meet the different, I'll say, characters, because I think you have to be a character if you're alive. Some of the different characters that are part of the paranormal show. And it will just be a fabulous time. Call in, ask questions. We will be asking questions, too, and we'll be interviewing them. But I think it's going to be eye-opening, and understand that paranormal has to do with empowerment, as you understand that this life isn't the end. You know, things continue on. your soul goes on forever.
Yeah, because the soul, the spirit, the soul never dies. It never dies. It continues on for many, many lifetimes. I mean, if people understood that, some people have been here for 100 or 200 lifetimes. Myself, I'm done with the planet Earth. I already put it out there in the universe. I don't ever want to come back to planet Earth. Send me to Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, I don't care. I don't want to come back to the planet Earth. The life is too hard down here. And the beings on this planet are way too primitive. They're not learning. I shouldn't say they're not learning. They're not getting the spiritualness of living on this Earth to commune with nature. Not just us as beings, but the earth, the wind, the fire. You know, we're destroying our environment in some areas through industry. So, yep.
Yeah.
I'm loving this paranormal show. I really am. Because, Brenda, we used to get into that. Well, me, really. But
yeah.
Because I'd go places and do things. I just didn't have the fear. I just felt like whatever it was, hey, I was protected. So it ain't going to hurt me.
Yeah, and Nina says those that don't get it will be back over and over again until they do get it. So,
and that's the truth.
How was it that our parents used to say, you know, if you just do it right the first time?
That's true. And that's something. Those words are so simple, yet it's so hard. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Really easy words. Just do it again and you'll get it right. But
do it again or you get it right. What do you mean? Get it right the first time so you don't have to do it again.
I know, but sometimes people don't. You know? They skip and hop along.
And although I'm not much into the right or wrong of things, I don't really like repeating myself. So... repeating things is not my cup of tea. I'm not friends with that. So clearly I need to get with it, but get with friends with having to repeat things. Because I've had to repeat a class, and that terrifies me from a financial standpoint, as well as I don't like wasting the time. So...
Yeah.
And time is illusion in itself anyway, so it's all garbled up mess right there. But rereading something when it's my choice is a whole other story. Reliving something when it's our choice is another story. But don't let your choices be taken away from you. You know, get what you can out of any situation you're in. Yeah.
This is true. And if you're not sure about it, it doesn't hurt to pray about it or either go to the universe with your thoughts to find out how this can be solved. Because I know some people are not religious or, you know, if they are, different things. But just maybe go in prayer and see what will happen.
Sure. And there's other perspectives, too. There's other perspectives,
mm-hmm.
too. So, yeah. Get out there, share. Talk to people. Do like Lydia, our friend Lydia, who does Time to Love. Start connecting with people at the grocery store. Maybe they'll share some of their frozen peas with you or, you know, pot stickers or something. I don't know. Okay, maybe they'll share a piece of fruit. I don't know. If you can't figure out something or if you think you're sort of like in a path that you're not really sure of, not saying take someone else's, you know, particular word or how to do something, but fresh eyes can illuminate things you may have glossed over. Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say something when Lydia said on Saturday, we are all one. There is no, or maybe that was Monday, I'm sorry, that we are all one. There is no separation. But also there's one more, as Brenda says, caveat. Ours is not a better way. Ours is merely another way.
Yeah.
So we are all as one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. I think it was one of the newer Twilight Zones, and it was written and directed by the actress Rebecca De Mornay. I think she's a Canadian, isn't she, Nina? Anyways, she did this wonderful episode. It was one of the newer ones from the 80s. And there was a man in there that nobody, he was sort of luminous. Nobody could really, nobody knew who he was, and there was just things going on. And there was another guy who would sort of, he was taking his life on a negative path, and he screwed up, and he actually had been shot after he had tried to kill some other people because he was just angry. But anyway, this other man that nobody could sort of figure out who he was or where he came from, he was talking to him and just explaining different things to him. And at one point, someone came over and they were shaking someone's hand and they said, yeah, well, I don't know about, you know, how he was still a curmudgeon. And the person said, hey, something like, we're all in this together. You know, where do I end and where do you begin? When you even think about touching somebody's hand, even though you think that your skin has you completely encompassed into a unit all onto itself, the reality is the energy that's emanating from you, from all of us, means we're in this gigantic soup. And I love the soup analogy too. When you have a big soup, which we're all in, where does the carrot end and where does the pea begin? You know, are we part of the liquid? Are we part of the chunkies? What part? Nobody can really distinguish when you're in a soup that something is completely separate from the other. We're all touching one another in a soup. So maybe the carrot on the other side of the pot has some good information about what we've been, where we've been at our spot.
True.
I know you're probably like, okay, what's she talking about? Carrots, peas, soup? Like, what, is she giving us a recipe? Or like,
no,
is this a free psychic show or what? But trust me, I'm giving you good
information. You are, Brenda.
What?
I found some things to share. I said, you are. You're giving some good information. I wanted to share something about awareness. Awareness is about noticing the moment. It is about stopping, looking, listening, and feeling, experiencing fully what is happening. It is a meditation. Awareness turns everything into a meditation. Washing dishes, making love, cutting the grass, all this becomes a meditation. You know, because you have your meditation on Monday's show. So just adding to that. And then I wanted to hit on honesty right quick. Honesty is what you stand for. You are no longer taking things lying down, but standing for something. You may have noticed that you cannot stand for something until you stop lying all around. This is why it is said that when you are totally honest, you are truly upstanding. And to be totally visible is to be utterly transparent. Be aware of what you have done and then be honest about it. Be honest about the outcome you know very well that you have produced. Brenda talks about that. Then choose to take responsibility for them. It is a sign of great maturity and great spiritual growth.
Okay. Nice. Nicely said. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Blends into, you know, what you're saying and what you guys have been doing this week.
Well, we've all been doing. We've all been doing. We're all, the whole network is about empowerment. And I saw such an incredible little movie. And I thought about it. I almost wasn't going to watch it, except the name of the movie is All You Need Is Love, a Beatles song, which I know Lydia, who's listening out there, totally adores. But after doing our alien series, which is pretty dark but informative, I thought, oh, it'd be really good to just start off the next movie after that series that's a little more upbeat and interesting. But the psychological aspects of the characters are just brilliant, and it is a foreign film, but it has a lot of English in it, and I dare say you probably won't even notice the subtitles because they intercut English with Danish so much that you just sort of forget. But it's called All You Need Is Love. I hope people can get out there and see it. I don't care who you are. This is a really cute, adorable film. We're going to cover it on April 10th. And I know it's down the road a bit. But this movie talks about a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, which you don't really see what's around the corner. You know, there's complacency that happens with us, and we don't really... You know, we don't realize that complacency can cause ripples in our network. So it is just a very interesting movie, a very sweet, romantic type of comedy, but still quite informative from the psychology of the characters. And I hope that you seek it out. It was a movie made in 2012. And again, it's called All You Need Is Love. So if you aren't really sure, go to Filmcology, look it up, and you should be able to find the link from my Facebook page of Filmcology. Did I start somewhere and ended up
somewhere? No, that's okay. Well, no, that's okay. You're fine. Let me read something. There is no such thing as a victim or a villain. There are no such things as the good guys and the bad guys. God created nothing but perfection. Deep, folks. Every soul is perfect, pure, and beautiful in the state of forgetfulness in which they reside here on earth. God's perfect beings may do imperfect things, or what we would call imperfect things, yet everything that occurs in life occurs for a perfect reason. There is no such thing as a mistake in God's world, and nothing happens by chance, nor does any person come to you without a gift for you in his hands. I know. I always say that. You know, I said that way back when, that all things are perfect, and it is. It's just our understanding. It's kind of hard to grasp because people look at things, death. I mean, look at the landslide here with 100 and some people that they're still looking for. Here in Washington, I'm sure y'all probably have seen it on the news for the past few days here. It's really a sad thing, but the land just gave away. And I'll tell you something else real quick. I had told Brenda in my yearly predictions that I saw an earthquake, a bad one, but it was strange. I didn't understand. It didn't look like the normal type of earthquake. So anyway, last night when Brent and I were discussing about this, I said, you know, maybe it was that landmass that moved, because that is earth movement. I was saying an earthquake, like shaking or something, but that was a land movement. And it was strange because nobody expected that much mud to go that quick and capture so many houses and lives. So...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
but
there's something to that.
Yeah,
huh?
But it's all perfect. I don't even, I mean, it's hard for people to understand. In fact, I'm going to put something out there, and we'll probably get calls about it. That Zimmerman case of killing Trayvon Martin, why Zimmerman never went to jail. Now, listen to me, everybody. Trayvon owed Zimmerman his life from a past life. So I want you to go deep with me. He was never going to go to jail for killing that boy. It's his spirit, not the flesh. His spirit owed that back to Zimmerman. Now, we say karma, whatever that you want to, the word that you use for what goes around, come around, and get you back. But in the spirit world, when you do things in the flesh because you don't have an understanding of what you're doing or you haven't learned your lesson or tried to improve on yourself or learn more and you do some stupid stuff, you got to pay for that. You're not going to just get by with it. It's like people, they just caught, what was that, Brenda, Sunday Shop said these people, what, for 10 years have been running illegal, what were they stealing? I think it was.
Yeah, they were stealing, high-end items.
Yes, and they had got away for 10 years, and they finally got caught. So you, eventually, I don't care who you are, if you are doing something that you know is not right or hurting some people, whatever that could be, or even like Brenda said, disabling them, you got to pay that back. Now, I know that's probably hard for people to believe, but that is perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure we've all sort of met that. I think we all can even attribute that into our own lives. I can remember the times that I thought negative things about something, and then I was staunchly corrected by the universe or by the people, and I took the time, and I was able to actually take a look at my actions and my words, and while it was humiliating and humbling, I was able to see that there are times that I was way off. I was just quite frankly wrong, and when it came back my way, you know, it was real humbling even still to sort of have accept my penance, I guess you could call it. So, yeah, I don't think that it's smart to go through your life like, well, I'm not going to do that because I'm so afraid I'm going to get in trouble. I think it's simply more important to consider what doing something means, whatever it is, whether you think you're doing something good or you think you're doing something bad. Are you disabling someone? Are you preventing them from thriving in their lives? It's good to be circumspect with our actions. I'm not saying second guess because that's one of my weaknesses that I am releasing, but it's really good to be circumspect about, you know, what we're thinking to do, what we're getting ready to do, and what we have done so that we can, you know, correct from our own point of view and understanding and live a better life. Looks like Nina has a question for you, Lenis.
Okay.
Let's see. I can't go live as I have. Oh, she can't go live. As she has noisy kids. So, what's the question?
Oh, that's okay.
Can't you type faster? Good Lord. I'm getting older.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Well, she's doing.
No, here it is. Here it is.
Oh.
Okay. What does she see in the future for Nina as far as work goes?
Okay. Let me put the book closed. All right. Well, I see a lot of children around you. So you're telling me in the future, more than what you have right now, I see 10 to 14 children.
So it's going to have to be
but
in some other capacity.
No, it fluctuates. It's like what I'm seeing is that today she might have 6 kids. Tomorrow she might have 9. It might go back to 6. Maybe Friday you'll be all 14 there.
But I'm trying to say to you, like, it's got to have some other capacity because it's illegal to have more than 6.
Do
you see what capacity that is? Because I'm just saying it's got to be some other capacity. When I say capacity, it's like in some other fashion than the way she has children now.
Only thing I can say, I see her with a lot of kids, though. I see a lot of children. In fact, in June, I see
her. But she always has
her
kids
is,
around her.
Well,
but I think she's just talking about, you know,
so
for work-related. Like if you see another profession for her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Teacher.
You're queuing into her grandchildren and all the other kids.
Yeah, sorry.
Teacher, so, like, for her to find
teacher.
Another profession.
Teacher. Mm-hmm. As a teacher, in fact, she could have classes now that she could do in her house. Like, she could teach after school or before school.
I'm not even going to say what Nina said because I don't believe in that age thing. But,
no, it's
yeah.
not about age. No. But I see her. God, I just had it in my face. Oh, come on, Spirit. Come on, come on, come on.
Some sort
okay,
type
I see
of teacher,
her as,
huh?
Yeah, but a teacher where she can still be, it's like she can have more children in this perspective. She has a group of kids come in the morning before they go to school. They have their breakfast, go over their ABCs, their numbers or whatever. Have you got your homework done? Fine. Boop, they're gone. Now
no,
she has,
see, that's, it's just, I'm trying to tell you that's not allowed.
Oh.
She's looking
okay.
for a career that's full-time for her that's not children-related. So do you see
oh,
anything
not
in that
children-related.
Lane?
Oh,
huh?
I'm sorry. Okay.
No,
because
I know you're picking
related.
Up the kids. They're all. That's just the energy that's always around Nina. I mean, even her numerology is just espousing that. I think that children are going to be involved in her life, but I think that there's another career that's somewhere
okay.
out there.
What I'm picking up now is that Nina could work with elderly people. I see her like... She'll either go to their homes, like she'll have 5 or 6 clients, and she goes to their home every day, check on whatever clients for that day to make sure that, you know, kind of almost like home care, but she helps them even greater than that. But, yeah, it's kind of like home care where she goes. She has her own hours. She goes in to help make sure that they've had their meds, that they've been fed, because there'll be chore workers there, but she's a little bit above that. It's not so much as a chore worker, but... She goes, how do I want to say? Oh, Brenda. She's not a chore worker when she goes to help these, like if they, excuse me, like if they need paperwork done, stuff like that, or bills paid, or, you know, maybe make a trip to see their children or whatever, this is what she would do. It doesn't conflict with the chore worker that's there to make sure she, the person, whoever has had their meds or dinner, lunch, whatever, and their house is clean. She, Nina, she wants to do that to be on a higher level. So actually she'd almost be like a DSHS agent that would go out to check on people. Only, like I said, she would be helping them with paperwork.
Hmm.
Maybe even teaching in that perspective too, just helping them to fill out certain paperwork. But she can do that. I can see her right now with 5 clients, and they're all elders, and it's just, it's she has the ability to do this at her time schedule. Instead of like an 8-to-5 or 9-to-5, no, she can take her car and go, and maybe she's with this gentleman for 3 or 4 hours and she goes to another one. You know, she might have 2 today. Tomorrow she might have 3 people. You know, I see the fluctuation, but that is a possibility for her to work with the elderly.
She said that she wanted to teach teens life skills. But that hasn't panned out yet, and she thinks that you're picking up on the life skills that she would teach teenagers.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe
well,
it's going to be a situation, Nina, where you're going to actually have, you know, you could create a cottage industry where you actually aren't a quote-unquote counselor, but you actually check in and discuss or teach these teenagers ways to help get their lives on track. It just, you would be, you'd just have to come up with a title for it. I don't know about the elderly. I know that it's Linus is, she's picked up that you're not going to be able to do the physicality of any kind of chore work for elderly, but whoever your clients would be, it sounds to me like it's almost
she'd
like
help them with the paperwork on that aspect of their life. Yeah, but you know
maybe
what you said about the kids.
Maybe you're going to be helping them with their homework. Maybe you're a tutor, Nina. Maybe that's what you're going to do is tutoring. Have you thought of that?
Yeah, because I was going to say I saw her at the community center.
In a teaching aspect.
I saw her at a community center. Mm-hmm.
Tutor what?
Center.
What do you mean tutor?
Tutor
well, I see
teenagers.
She's got jokes, as my brother likes to say. Yeah, of course life skills, you nutball. I mean, Nina. Yeah, cooking, cleaning, there's a lot. You know, maybe what you're going to do, the unintended one is trying to threaten me. But, yeah, what it sounds almost like your career, you could create a cottage industry where you actually prepare children, teenagers, for transiting to their own apartments, their own homes.
Mm.
Yeah,
or
go ahead and laugh.
Or even preparing for at 18, you know, from now you're grown, you're going to college, what's, you know, what to help you with that, or if you're going to transition, just get your own apartment and work, you know, everyday job.
Yeah.
That's very important because a lot of young people, when they get out on their own, Brenda had to teach her little cousin how to do a checkbook. She didn't know.
Lord have mercy.
She could just write checks all over the place, and Brenda had to show her, which is part of my fault for not showing her. So Brenda picked up the ball. I thank Brenda for that. But she didn't know, and I didn't even think about that. I just thought, you know, when the kids are growing up, you got your little savings so you can go get your McDonald's or a pair of shoes or whatever. But really, once you become 18, you need to know those things. It's important. When to put money in the bank, what accounts, and how to write your check and take out money or have an ATM card. And young folks just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I love this, Nina. I mean, easily I could see you actually visiting each one of those clients of yours at least once a week, and then you could do workshops on the weekend where you show them how to prepare an economical meal. Like, you know, you could have stage one, stage two, stage three, and your workshops where they could come in on the weekend. It's like, we're going to prepare a meal, you know, and it's like the students would work up to those levels based on, you know, you would probably start out with them individually. You know, what are some of the things that you may be lacking in skills? What are the things that your parents think you may be lacking in skills? What is it you want to do with your life? And are you planning on going to college or are you planning to work? And so once you assess them, you meet with them, with their parent and at their home, and you assess them, and then you look at what opportunities that are, what tools are available to you with them. I can totally see that. And then the workshops would come. And they wouldn't have to be every weekend, obviously, but it would be a really great service. And I've never even heard of it. So talk about a wide open cottage industry to start where you're living. And like Nina's saying that there's many of them don't even know how to wash dishes.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's true. I can believe that. Because the young people today, we live in such a fast food society that, you know, sometimes parents don't take the I want to say the opportunity, because it's not opportunity to teach your child, but take the time to teach your child about the basics, you know, what Brenda's saying, Nina saying, just the basics, wash dishes, wash your hair, wash your body, brush your teeth, put on clean underwear, make sure that your shoes are not run all over and look like Michelin forgot to bring the tread, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those things are important, which we take for granted because, of course, we're older. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they know. You know?
Oh, I really have a real good feeling about this. I really do.
Well, Brenda, not only at her house, what do you think about I saw her in the community center? Like, she could write a proposal and run a program at a community center. She don't have to have them there at her house. We're at the community center. They have the kitchen and the different tools that she would need for teaching. Instead of having to go out and try and buy a bunch of stuff, you know, to accommodate the children, it's there in the community center. And I bet you if she did do a proposal and ask them would they be interested in a program like that, they probably would snap her right up.
Well, I think she could start at home so that she can get responses from parents and the students and then move it out to the community. Yeah, I mean, and you could actually, yeah, you could send out flyers. There's all kind. Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's something to consider for just to start for youngsters. I mean, you could certainly have even, you know, your older grandchildren, one or two of them peppered into your first sessions, and so you at least have, you know, some element of control. And then, you know, the other thing is those young people could meet other young people that are looking to put their lives on a better path.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They could network with each other besides socializing, but they could network to help one another. Tell another student about Nina and say, hey, this lady's teaching this over here. You need to sign up.
Wonderful. I know that your grandchildren know their life skills. I'm just telling you that they could help. You know, it's just like you help. Just like people that I know, you know, received my book. They received my book because I know them. They purchased it. You know, but they are helping to build up, you know, for to get the word out. So, I can just see Cass being in one of your sessions. I could see, you know, one of your other grandchildren to do the same thing. But listen, you know, this is something to explore, Nina. It's certainly something to think about how it would work and what you could charge and how you could drum up business. You know, in the beginning, you might, because you could do it with the business you have now, you could in the beginning just start it and at a smaller price and then, you know, start building your price up as more people get to know. You already have a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use that reputation to help out some more children as they're going out into the world?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Huh?
Sounds good. I said sounds good to me. And I know she has the wisdom and the knowledge and the skills to do that. I can feel it. So it wouldn't be a problem. It'd just be a matter of her just applying herself. Yeah,
she said she tried to start it with another social worker, but nothing so far. But that's okay. That's okay. That's just one situation. You'd be surprised at what's out there. You know, the more research you find out about life skills, and you have the indigenous people that would really, you know, benefit from this, you know, as they're trying to prepare their youngsters to move out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's excellent.
Well,
Nina,
we're coming to the close. I'm sorry?
I just told Nina, she said that's who she was aiming at, the Native Americans and the Native Canadians in Canada.
Native Canadians, yeah. Oh,
so,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Beautiful. God bless, yeah. Okay, well, we're coming to the close of our hour, and I just want to real quick tell you about the shows for the rest of the week. So tomorrow is Brenda's show, Filmcology, and Brenda, do we have one more Aliens?
Yes. Well, this show tomorrow is Alien Resurrection, and then we're going to jump to the prequel next week, Prometheus. So that I can wrap up everything. And so, yeah, I know it seems like it's a long monster movie thing, folks, sci-fi, whatever, but trust me, it's worth it. It's really important. And, you know, whatever it is that you call in and talk about is really important because I'm working on my dissertation with this, and I'd love to hear your input. So tomorrow at 11 a.m.,
Yes, at 11, Filmcology with Brenda, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then that's 2 o'clock on the East Coast. So please join her tomorrow. This series has been really great. And then on Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jam with Linus. It starts at 3 o'clock and Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And I just want to say, last week I played this song, Angel, for all the ladies on the Women's Network. Thank you very much. And I said, this is for all the angels. And I called you guys out by name, Brenda, Lydia, Nina, Chabonet, Bernice. Who am I missing? That's it.
Yeah, Nina.
Yeah, I called out and played the angels, yeah.
Chabonet, so you forgot Chab.
Oh, and Chabonet, yeah.
I know, I heard. Me too. Yeah, I heard.
Okay. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, we've got Lydia on Time to Love. So be sure and tune in. And what's her show about? Does anyone know this Saturday? No? Well, just tune in, folks. Last Saturday was
No, yeah, I know what her show's about.
Oh.
This Saturday, Time to Love is about the tools in your toolbox.
Yeah, the toolbox. And don't take your mind downstairs, okay? I know as soon as you hear toolbox, y'all want to go to the drawer and pull out them damn toys. That
Nina
that
said battery-operated tools. I didn't.
Well, it ain't that kind of tool.
You know we're sending you the love, Lydia. I know you can hear this show, but listen, so the show's about loving yourself, and she's going to give you some tools to help you do that are they're elevated tools. And Nina says that is loving yourself. Lydia, you know who to beat, Lydia. Nina.
I know.
I was
Nina,
good. All
it.
I did was laugh.
Look, Nina, I'm backed up like a tail light. Beep, beep.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, you know, and Lydia will be the first one to admit that loving yourself is a holistic event, okay? So, yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah, okay. When I plug him in. Okay.
It's always fun on Time to Love. It's just an excellent show to listen to.
Yes, yes it is. So with that, I would like to thank the young lady, Tasha, that called in? Yeah.
Tasha,
Tasha for calling in. Thank you, Nina, for working the chat room. You're always excellent and very helpful and loving. So thank you for that. And Brenda, always. What would we be, y'all, without Brenda, huh? Be lost, little soul.
Well, you might have a, I don't know, but I'm going to try not to say anything negative because I know that Lydia will be ready to pounce me if I say something negative. So
Nina
said she wouldn't be able to laugh, but I know she'd laugh one way or another.
We're going to keep it in the positive. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. We had a good show. And be sure and join us again next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, free psychic readings from 3 to 4 with Linus and Brenda.
All right.
Have a good day. I was going to say something and doggone it, I let the page go back, isn't it? Oh, okay. And my little quip for the show tonight is confusion is the first step toward wisdom. Molly is thinking you have all the answers. Okay.
Nina says love you too, Linus. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And peace of mind can shine through. You smiled at me when the work was done. I found an angel, yeah, an angel. I found an angel.
can rise and set with no regrets. I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point.